This is year two of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast, hosted by the Fountain of Filth, Club Devo member number 1477. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Hello, and welcome to episode number 22 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. This is Fountain of Filth greeting you on a Sunday afternoon, the very last Sunday in October. Damn, we're into fall. How'd that happen? Hope you enjoyed episode 23 as much as I did. I'd like to thank Louise for a very cool podcast, and I welcome future guest podcasts from her should she so desire. She used one of the fancy little Flash websites to make a really funny video featuring our beloved Spud Boys, and I will post a link on my site to that video. My first vidcast was kind of crude, I'll admit, but it was fun. Smart Patrol's baseline is perfect for the Taekwondo form I'm learning. I'm planning on competing in forms in early December, and I'm tickled pink that the first time I compete in martial arts is with the form I set to my second favorite Devo song, Smart Patrol. Oh yeah, if you go to my website, you'll find a link to MP3 versions of year one. One file, the one for episode number 4, is slightly different than the version that appears in the RSS feed. I edited out a few things before uploading it to the feed because I thought they were too silly and too corny at the time. I have no idea if I'm entertaining you guys or boring the fuck out of you, so let me know, fof@luckynerd.com. I keep wanting to crank out podcasts more often, but it never seems to work out. I'd have had this podcast out sooner, but I've been plagued by migraines this month. All right then. On with episode number 22, Victim of Filth number 2. I've been planning this podcast for quite some time because I'm a fan of dirty songs, especially if they're by Devo. This playlist theme was first featured in episode number 3, which was also the debut of Fountain of Filth's favorite 5. The songs are in random order. First up from Boogie Boys Basement CD S016 is Midget by the Bob One Man. This hardcore era tune has a very funky undertone that I've always loved. It's cool that I have a second version of the song to play. Yeah. Second is the first of Fountain of Filth's favorite five for this episode, I Need a Chick, my favorite Devo song in the entire world. This is one of two of Fountain of Filth's favorite five selections taken from Boogie Boys Basement A111, which is a recent acquisition of mine. Thank you again, Alex. It reminds me of the version of this song found on Devo Live the Mongoloid years. I must note an interesting lyrical change. In this version, they say there's nothing more natural than dog-style love instead of there's nothing more spiritual than dog-style love. Both are accurate to some degree, in my opinion, definitely, and I'm not sure which one I agree with more. Well.
Pop one, pop two. Let's hear something dirty. Let's hear something tasteless. Let's hear this. Make it nasty and dirty. Thank you.
Third is the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite five from Boogie Boys Basement CD D003, Part of You. This is a great love song. One of my favorites. The extra lyrics in this version fucking rock. They give the song a bittersweet undertone, which adds depth to it. Fourth is the third of Fountain of Filth's favorite five, When We Do It, from Boogie Boys Basement CD A092. How fucking cool to have a live version of this song. This is one of my favorite songs from Smooth Noodle Maps. I think this is a very sex-positive song. It portrays sex as something wonderful shared between consenting parties.
Thank you.
Fifth is Dipshit from Boogie Boys Basement CD A001. This song is fucking cool. Crude lyrics, catchy bass line, and great guitar riffs. Dirty little ditties like this have always appealed to me. I love the laugh in this song too. I wish some of the vocals hadn't faded out because the end of the verse sounds so cool that you wonder what the beginning was. Sixth is Sloppy from The Men Who Make the Music. Fun synth sounds make this live track a treat to listen to. I always thought this was a very energetic song that would be a blast to dance around to live. Seventh from Total Devo is Blow Up. Admittedly, this song took a while to grow on me. You're such a hazard, but you are my pleasure is a fucking profound statement. It's one of those lyrical gems that make Total Devo my favorite album. Fourth of Fountainfield's favorite five is I've Been Refused, and it's the second song from Boogie Boys Basement CD A111. Not as much synth sound as a techno diva or the hardcore versions or even the Jihad Jerry version, but still fucking awesome. Ever Present is my favorite verse, the Kodak Brownie verse.
Well, here's one by a guy that had a real chip on his shoulder when he wrote this. It's written by Vinny Guess. One called I've Been Refused. This is to the late, great King, who's still around.
Ninth is Satisfaction from the Techno Devo Show, Boogie Boys Basement CD A099. Scrumptious bass and very unique arrangement. I know I play the song a lot, but Devo's various arrangements of the song are really fucking amazing and worth exploring.
I think we should go south of the border now. Let's see some filthy pelvic thrusts.
Last and fifth of Fountain of Filth's favorite five is The Rope Song from Hardcore 2. It's characteristic to the hardcore era stuff. We have gritty synth sounds and scrumptious bass make for a fucking wonderful song. This song totally reminds me of a master-slave relationship. The master's in control and the slave's a willing and eager participant. Them kinky folks really know how to have fun while fucking with conventional ideas about sexual pleasure. I love all the sounds in this song. This bizarre mixture of gritty and droning that only Devo can pull off.
The girl.
And there you have it, episode number 24 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Special thanks, as always, to my husband for his support. Thank you very much to Alex from Boogie Boys Basement for uploading a bunch more stuff on my FTP server for me. Episode number 24 is a short show containing 5 songs that I haven't played yet on this podcast. Episode number 25 will be a full show featuring Boogie Boys Basement versions of songs I've only played once on this podcast. Episode number 26 will be 10 selections from Boogie Boys Basement that you should find entertaining. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, saying she's exactly where she wants to be.